My God. So it's been 2 weeks since we last played the game.
Yeah.
And I wrote notes because I played all of it on the day
that we were supposed to initially
record
this.
Because I rushed it, which means that my notes are completely incomprehensible.
Unreadable. That's fine.
Yeah. Did you finish it?
I did.
Okay, good. It just took us fucking ages to do
it. It took us ages. This is also, I will say, the most consistent we've been with a show ever. And we've put it out weekly since the start with like no exceptions until now.
Yeah.
And genuinely forgot that we had like a massive week-long trip that was going to totally derail that.
Yeah.
So we needed to die for a little bit. And yeah. now we're dead and now we're back. We can
sure.
do it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm still dead. I'm still dead. I'm not quite back yet, but I shall be.
You will be.
I'm making. So here's what I'm trying to do. I think it's time for new words to be invented.
I think
Imst is good.
Yeah.
It means Imst. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't have to explain it because I know.
You
because
get
it,
what
the
it
essence
means,
of the word
Imst.
Is in Imst.
It's like yeah. yeah. Exactly. So it's like, I'm just about to do that. I'm just about to kill this guy.
I'm just about to kill you.
I'm just about to end it all.
Woo! Welcome to Dork Spawn.
Oh, my name is Robin. I have played two Dragon Age games.
And my name is Dylan. I've played all the Dragon Age games a million times, and I'm playing them again.
It's Dork Spawn.
Dork Spawn.
This week we did the mission. What Pride Had Wrought? Is that
That's
it?
Right. What Pride Had Wrought.
Beforehand, I played 100 million hours because you said last time that I had to do Samson's mission first.
Yeah. You don't have to,
have to because it's a good call. Because the first time I played this was the last mission that I did on my original run.
When you played this game with no context.
With no context.
Yeah.
And I didn't do Samson's mission because I didn't understand or like the war table very much. Because streaming this is difficult because the war table makes it difficult.
Tough for streaming. For sure.
And that meant that Samson was the hardest fight imaginable.
It's a very hard fight.
It is genuinely ridiculous. I thought whilst I was doing it, I had to do it like 5 times. There's a clip on my TikTok of me beating it on stream and genuinely screen cheering as I did it because I thought it was so fucking insane how hard that fight was.
It's a really hard fight.
And I remember it as like, oh, I don't like that is my, that's what I reference when I say I don't like the fighting in this game. But it's that changed because I'm now an artificer archer and it fucking rules.
Yeah.
It's so sick. Good. So I did Samson, I was getting ready to do Samson. I have written here, Vivienne figured everything out. I don't know what that means. Lily,
about the snowy Wyvernheart?
Maybe, I think so. But she'd already done that for me.
She had already done that.
But I put Vivienne figured everything out, which is fun. I think maybe that has to do with Samson's core thing. Does she have anything to do with that? Because I know Dagna does something with it. But does Vivienne have a hand in doing that?
No.
I don't know why I wrote that. Liliana got a message from the Divine, which did happen.
Yeah.
And she had to go. And then I did Liliana's mission where you have
to go to the old temple. I also did this.
Yeah.
So what Pride Had Wrought costs 30 influence points to unlock. And Robin has been playing the game a lot more than I have in between the missions. And I kind of haven't as much. Just busyness or whatever. So I was at like, when I opened it up to go play it, I was like, oh, I'm at 10. I have 10 points.
Yeah.
So nice. I had to do a million things to get back up. Love so, that. Including doing, my version, because I don't have Samson because I sided with the Templars. Mm-hmm. I have Calpurnia's mission. But anyway, Liliana's. I did this one too.
Yeah.
Love this.
Divine gives her like a riddle or something. And then Liliana goes to an old temple.
Yeah. The Divine had sent a message, like a contingency message, to be delivered to her in the event that she dies, telling her to go to this old temple where they first worked together or whatever in Orlais.
Yeah.
She goes there and it's completely empty except for one sister who is acting a little weird and funky. And Liliana's like, yeah, something's fucking fucked up here. And so we start looking around for little buttons and knobs to unlock the treasures. And we find out that this person was sent here to like disrupt the Inquisition and was like here to on behalf of Calpurnia's army, or in your case Samson's.
Yes.
Yeah.
A big thing with Samson's one is that he has this super magical armor with red lyrium.
Yeah.
Like infused in it that makes him the toughest, biggest, strongest guy. You go to a Red Templar temple to find him and confront him, and he's already burnt the whole thing down.
Yeah.
And there's demons everywhere, and then you have to fight through the demons, and then you find a Tranquil who is like,
who is
still up and fighting, or like who kills himself for Samson.
Yes.
And then is this thing where it's like Samson is a good guy to this one, to people that he does seem to actually have. He's not just like a evil mustache twirling villain. Like he is a good person who is just like super infected with red lyrium and like is down bad for Corypheus and all this jazz. So like you and your party have a bit of a like a conversation about it and are a bit confused as to all this stuff that's going on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, because the Tranquil kills himself, you don't currently get any information out of him. So he's like, but you are able to, whilst searching around, find out that his power mainly comes from this armor that he has.
Yeah.
And his incredible strength.
And it allows him to like get enormous and like strong and like extra super strong.
Yeah. And you've got to figure out a way to deal with it in some capacity. So then you have to go back to Skyhold and then be like, hey gang, can you figure this out, with another like 5-hour waiting mission. But I kept accidentally, I think Cullen is the only one that can do these missions, and I kept accidentally, or maybe
sending
not.
Sending him other places?
I kept sending everyone other places.
And unlocking the wrong
stupid.
Ones.
Yep. But yeah, Liliana gets his message from the Divine. So let's go back to this. You go to this temple. There's a lady there. Oh.
Yeah, we talked about this already. But
we didn't finish talking
about it. We didn't finish talking about it.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing that.
So when the door opens and we find out that this lady was immediately after we find out that she's here on behalf of Samson or Calpurnia and is here to destroy the Inquisition. But we find a little box in there, an empty box that just has a carving inside that says the left hand should lay down her burden. And the left hand, Liliana is the left hand of the Divine, or she was. Cassandra was the right hand of the Divine. They both did different things on behalf of the church because the Pope can't go kill people. So Cassandra did that and Liliana did all her spying and stuff. So then there's a big moment where Liliana figures out that this person is here for nefarious purposes and goes to threaten her. What happened for you?
She goes to threaten her. Liliana, like, immediately figures out that this woman is, like, an assassin.
Yeah.
Pins her against the wall and then is like, oh, you said that the thing is on Fridays.
We never sing the benedictions on Fridays.
Yeah. And then Helen was like, don't kill her. That's wild. So then Liliana didn't. And was like, ugh, fine. This is going to be bad if we don't. And I'm like, it's just not fucking worth it. They don't have any power here. We know that they're trying to fuck us over now. So we'll just prep for that. Mm-hmm. So get her to run along. And she failed her mission. And then something bad will happen to this other, like, Chantry member. Who is... This Chantry member works for someone who is trying to become the next Divine, or, like, is trying to do something. I can't quite remember.
Yeah, I think that what it is they're trying to, like, seize power by, like, taking over the church.
Sure. Yeah. What did Boss do?
Yeah. Boss said, Liliana, no killing.
Yeah. No killing Liliana.
No killing Liliana. And Liliana said, fine. And sent her back with a message. And then we go back to Skyhold and we talk about it. And we're like, hey, so that message in the box, plus the thing that she said to me in the Fade, where she was like, I'm sorry I failed you. The Divine was worried that she was using you and that you would never stop letting yourself be used in that way. Mm. And so she's trying to set you free. And it's a really nice moment that can go so badly, or maybe not badly, but very, very differently if you have a hardened Liliana.
Oh, yeah.
Because one, you can tell her not to kill that woman and she will not listen to you. She'll do it anyway.
Wow.
And she can interpret this message as the Divine being weak and that she needs to be stronger than that.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's like, it's really intense.
Freaky.
But that didn't happen.
Damn. No, that didn't happen to me either.
Yeah.
I played chess with Cullen. That was nice.
Oh, yeah.
I beat really him at chess. That was fun.
Scene with him and Dorian having a little flirt.
Yeah. They hang out on the reg. And then you come. This is my favorite bit about Dragon Age 2 is when you're walking into scenes and there's other people doing stuff.
Yeah.
And then, he was playing chess. And he was like, do you want a game? I was like, yeah. And then we played. And then I won. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Cass then came to me and she's hunting for Lord Sokla or Saklar?
Lord Seeker? Lord Seeker.
Lord Seeker, that's what this is. Yeah, it is Lord Seeker.
Yeah.
Handwriting.
That's a fun one. I did this one too.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Yeah. This one is big because we got to talk about lore. Lore.
Yeah.
Locations.
Take it. Because again, I can't remember much about shit.
You'll remember when I say. So Lord Seeker Lucius is the guy that we run into all the way in the beginning of the game.
Yep.
Where he punches a nun in the head.
Yeah.
And is like, fuck you, Cassandra. The Inquisition's not the fucking order. You're out.
Yeah.
You suck. Anyway, she wants to find him because all the Seekers have gone missing and a very important book is with them. And she wants to know now, like, what's going on with the Order and, like, what the Order's history is. And she doesn't want it to be lost to these people, including Lord Seeker Lucius. So she takes you to – we, like, use a table mission to locate where they are, and then we go there together. And we find a friend of hers has been infected with Red Lyrium, and it's, like, taking him over. I let Cassandra mercy kill him. And then we find the Lord Seeker, we fight him, whatever, that's fine. And then we get the book and Cassandra starts reading through it. And she discovers that what they do to the Seekers, that ritual that she explains to you early that like allows the Seekers to get their powers is the same kind of process that turns mages tranquil.
Mm.
And then, but the Seekers do it and then they reverse it. They are no longer tranquil after, which implies that there is a possibility that tranquility can be reversed. And that, like, what if
and the Seekers have always known how to do it.
And the Seekers have always known how to do it. And that the Chantry just does this as punishment anyway. So Cassandra's got a new mission to, like, crack this code and, like, figure out a way to make this, make changes so that that can happen.
Yeah, that was a really, that was a really cool one. Yeah, I did really like that. I met all the Chargers. That was fun.
I also just met all the Chargers. It's the longest it's taken me to in any playthrough ever to get that much approval with Bull. I had to kill a dragon. Killed the Hinterlands dragon.
I actually, did I kill a dragon last time? Did I kill a dragon this time?
You killed a dragon last time.
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was a fucking great fight. And then we talked to Bull afterwards. We drunk about it. It was cool. Yeah, that was pretty sick. Grand Cleric Victorin sent a spy. That was Liliana's mission. Turns out Red Lyrium has the blight.
Yes, right. It's Lyrium that's been infected with the blight.
Yes, I think that's Varric's mission that I did. This is how you find out this in Varric's
with Bianca?
Mission. Yeah.
That's right. I did see you go into Valimar and I was like, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Please, you gotta talk about it.
Well, it's so Bianca turns up and Varric's like, oh hey. This is Bianca. And you're like, oh.
My gun is named after.
Yeah. Turns out she made the gun. And then Varric named it after her. They aren't married, but are married at the same time.
They have a relationship. She's married. She's in like a political marriage.
Yeah.
Orzammar. And so they can't be like a thing, but then they are anyway.
Yeah, because her family doesn't approve of Varric, but she does love him and he does love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch.
No.
She sucks.
No, she doesn't.
She
give over.
She sucks. Fuck her. I don't care that she's voiced by the beautiful Laura Bailey.
I knew she was voiced by Laura Bailey. Every single time she spoke, I was like, I know you. I know you from something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But so we go and meet her in Valimar in this like portion of the Deep Roads. It's actually a pretty cool map. There's Darkspawn again.
Yeah.
We haven't fought Darkspawn in a while. We were fighting Darkspawn.
Yeah.
So we fight some Darkspawn. And we find this room where like the key had gone missing and we find the key and we, you know, are able to lock it so that people can't get in there and find the research on Red Lyrium. But we find out who is the one who leaked the location of the tomb and gave the key away.
Is it?
Bianca.
Yeah.
Bianca did it.
Yeah.
Fucking Bianca. And then she has the audacity to turn to me and be like, take care of Varric. Take care of yourself. Get out of here. I will take care of him.
Yeah. What happened here when, because Varric for you has already researched Red Lyrium, whereas my Varric hasn't.
So, I mean, not a lot mechanically is different after that, but he does make comments like that he knows about this and he knows how dangerous it is because he's got people studying it.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. Yep. It has the blight, which means that it's a living organism.
Yeah.
Unlike normal Lyrium, which is just a rock. He learned this. Bianca met Larius.
Quick correction before you get in the comments. Lyrium is alive, which is why it can get the blight. So regular Lyrium is a living organism.
Oh, and then
able to get the blight because of that.
Right. And so then it becomes Red Lyrium.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
my apologies. But Larius is there. Bianca's like, oh, Larius helped a guy, an old Grey Warden named Larius, who is the guy from DA2. He's the Grey Warden in the Legacy DLC.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which is fun. And that was a fun little moment for me because I liked him and I kept him alive. So I'm glad that he's helping people. Then
you made Call of Spirit.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't think you were going to.
Yes, I forgot that was that mission. So Cole, you had this whole thing, and Cole is like, he's freaking out and wants to either wants to be like locked into here and being a human.
He wants to be a human. He wants to either, so he tells you he wants to be bound so that he cannot get turned into a demon. He can't get corrupted. Sola says, fuck you. No, I'm not doing that. And then he's like, hey, I've heard of an amulet that might tether you more to the world. That might protect you from getting it.
Yeah.
And so we get the amulet. And then we present it to Cole, and Varric comes because Varric's like, if you've been taking Varric and Cole out a lot, Varric has started to like be like Papa to Cole and like is always calling him kid and like looking after him and giving him advice and stuff like that. It's really cute.
Yeah.
And Solas similarly talks to Cole a lot. Like as a spirit and like in through that connection. And so the two of them come with you and have a little tip about what we should do because the amulet doesn't work when you put it on Cole. And we figure out it doesn't work because Cole's not fully a spirit anymore.
Mm.
He stayed too much in this world and he's sort of got one foot in and one foot out.
Yeah.
So
you have to kind of convince him to do it one way or the other, like step both feet in or step his foot out.
So. Exactly. Varric wants you to make the kid more human because that's how Varric sees him. And that's the side of him that Varric thinks is the real Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, Solas thinks that it's the spirit portion that's the most real and we have to reinforce that.
Mm-hmm.
So you made him a spirit.
I made him a spirit. Varric was right, was coming from it from like a human angle.
Yeah.
And I think both are like, there's not a wrong option in this one. I don't think, but I thought Cole was just like scared of being turned. And it wasn't necessarily that he didn't want to be a spirit. It's that he was scared of becoming corrupted. So I thought Solas was right in, you know, well, then let's, because you are compassion and that's really important and that's a great spirit to be. Clearly Cole has connection to that and loves it very much. So let's try again, be a spirit, and then we will put protections on you.
So I actually do have an opinion that there is a right answer.
Interesting.
I do think making Cole a spirit is the correct is the correct path. Like, I think it's the one that, like, if I were to get into a Tumblr fight with somebody about an opinion from this game, I would get into a Tumblr fight that Cole should be a spirit. However, comma, made him human. Boss did.
Yeah.
One, because Boss trusts Varric more than Solas.
Mm-hmm.
And also it was what the kid was asking for.
Yeah.
And I feel like I gotta
let him know. Yeah, of course.
Now, how this is presented is a little funky because of the choices, I think the choices make sense, but how it's presented to you is that the kid tracks down two Templars from the spire that he was kept in when he was Cole the boy, when Cole was an alive human mage who was locked in prison and left to die. He finds those Templars and confronts them about how they left him there to die. And Solas is like, yeah, you need to kill them to get closure.
And he doesn't do that though. He makes them forget.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He makes them forget and then he gets
Isn't Varric like you have to kill them?
Varric is like you have to kill them, but then it's like a fake out. He gives them an unloaded Bianca.
Sure.
And he just like gets the rage out to get the closure. So I don't know why killing someone makes you more human and making someone forget. I guess I get that one a little bit more.
Yeah.
But whatever. But that's the choice. So Boss is like, yeah, they actually should die, and was a little weirded out that we didn't actually kill them. It does seem like they tortured a lot of people, so maybe we should.
Yeah, maybe you should, yeah.
So yeah, boss made him. Boss nice. Made him
love that.
But Spirit Coal is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Spirit Coal's the best. You have already found Kitty's Collar.
Mm-hmm.
Put Kitty's Collar on Coal, Spirit Coal.
Oh, yeah?
Because Spirit Coal already has, like, a chance of resurrection on death.
Oh.
And with Kitty's Collar, I think it bumps it up to, like, a huge percentile that Whoa. He just pops back up.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh, I didn't know that. I'll do that immediately. Cass is reading Varric's books, and she's embarrassed by it.
Oh, you finally got that. Yay.
Yeah, she's reading smut, so and she's embarrassed by the fact that she's reading so much smut, and she's upset because Varric hasn't released the book.
Yeah.
So then you go
and it's clearly a book inspired by Aveline.
It has Aveline on the front cover. On the front cover. It's 100% Aveline.
Yeah.
You then go to Varric, and you're like, hey, can I know you have the manuscript. Can you do it? And he's like, why? And you can tell him because Cassandra wants it. Or you can just be like, I'm just interested. And yeah. then I was like, that's because Cassandra wants it.
Yeah.
And then
Varric, like, this is hilarious, yeah. buddy. You're going to love this.
Varric loses his mind and is like, I got to be there. 100%. I got it. I have to be in person. I have to be the one to hand it to
him. He wrote that book in a day. He went up to his room and finished it right there.
Yeah. And then Cassandra is so fucking embarrassed. She's like, I don't even actually fucking care about this book. And Varric's like, all right, I'll take it. She's like, well, no, I do want it.
Yeah.
I want it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep.
It's very cute. It's so very funny.
So they make up. Now they're friends.
Now they're friends again. Everyone says that book series is trash, including Varric, who says, no, it's really bad.
Yeah, and he says it doesn't even sell. It's like, he didn't finish it because, like, nobody buys them.
Nobody buys them because they're bad books. Like, they're bad. And I just thought that was very funny. Cass says, pretend you don't know this about me, which I thought was very funny. We see Daniel in Cass's mission. I had that because this is when I did that.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
they make that. Okay. And then I went to, the mission.
Okay. Cool. So, pre-mission,
yeah.
you already said you got the device to sabotage Samson's armor.
Yes, Dagna fully makes it work, which is cool and good.
That is cool. So I have a different one because I sided with the Templars, so I have Calpurnia, the mage's quest line to go through.
Yep.
So what we do is we find a crystal that is like – holding and recording like the messages of Calpurnia and Corypheus. And we learn a couple of things about Calpurnia through spying on her through the crystal. Dagna also turns the crystal, which was just like a one-way recording device, and turns it into like a fucking walkie-talkie because she's best in the world. And we did that. The warden gave her leg up in society. So she makes it so that we can watch. We get to watch this one interaction before Corypheus figures out the crystal is sabotaged and destroys it. But in that one conversation, we learn that Calpurnia used to be an enslaved elf. She's an elven mage. And Corypheus is sort of like using that to like dangle like how much power and like freedom and stuff she's going to have in the new world that he builds.
Yeah.
And then we find out about that same temple that you had to go to. But I go and it's different. So it's not all on fire. It's not all been blown up. But
yeah.
But Calpurnia is not there. But we do find a guy who is trapped in a barrier and forced to provide information to Corypheus.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's a mage and he's just like giving ingredients for potions and spells and things like that to Corypheus for all time. Mm-hmm. And he reveals that this is Corypheus's plan for Calpurnia, that after she becomes the vessel, she'll be they talk about making her the vessel and that that's going to set her free. Her becoming the vessel is her becoming basically like magically enslaved forever to Corypheus.
Mm.
So we find that out and we're like, damn, fuck. And this guy is actually like the person who like owned Calpurnia grossly.
Yeah.
We mercy kill him and he like goes blank for a minute and is like, Calpurnia, would you turn out the lights, please? Or whatever.
All right.
Whatever. Calpurnia, it's getting dark. and so we mercy kill him. And Liliana's like, why did you mercy kill him? I'm like, Liliana.
Please.
Humanity.
Pack it in.
Pack it in. Stop wanting people to suffer. Get it together. But we have enough information now that we think that we can get through to Calpurnia.
Sure.
So we don't have an object, but we do have information.
Yeah.
So then we go to the Arbor Wilds. And now all of a sudden Morgan's in the war table room with us.
Yeah, it's really cool.
She shows us beforehand. She shows us that she's brought an alluvian, this guy old, takes us to the crossroads where all the other alluvians are, where you can travel through them to different places. And she's like, because the anchor won't work anymore, Corypheus is gunning for an alluvian.
Yeah.
In the Arbor Wilds, we know there is one.
Yeah.
He's going to try to use that instead because from this place, you can get pretty much like right up against the Fade and you can tear down the veil if you want. So scary.
Bad.
So then we go to the Arbor Wilds, which is beautiful.
It's good.
Stunning. The last time we were in the Arbor Wilds was the first scene of this fucking game where we are Grey Wardens and we go into the Arbor Wilds and we meet Morgan because that's where she lives.
Oh, that's
But now it's in full Technicolor. It's so beautiful. And Princess Empress Selene is there.
Yeah, that was crazy. I immediately gunned to her and I was like, what are you doing here? And she was like,
this is a battlefield.
Yeah. Thing. She was like, I'm just hanging out. I mean, the back line doesn't matter. And I was like, I guess.
You're queen.
Yeah. Like,
but okay.
Yeah.
I see some people praying and they ask to pray with me. They're like, hey, since you're, you know, basically God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh.
Interesting.
Ooh, I'm so not, though. So.
So what's that about? Else. Yeah.
Pray somewhere else. Pray to someone else. Yeah. Sure. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Dale.
Robin, I want to show off how strong and cool my original characters are, but I simply can't keep throwing my Hero Forge minis at people.
Well, have you heard that Hero Forge has just launched two new types of minifigures? One of them is a color acrylic keychain that's the same size as your Hero Forge standee.
Oh, so I could just like carry it around with me and not throw it at people? Oh, I'm looking right now at their website and they also just launched 100% stainless steel minifigures, so I could totally feel like an old school dork when I'm playing my games.
Oh, and if you throw them, it'll have more impact.
Oh, I'm going to throw them everywhere.
Thank you, Hero Forge, for sponsoring this ad. We do not advocate throwing any minifigures.
No, not at all. None.
But we do advocate visiting HeroForge.com to start designing your custom miniature and dice today.
And check back often because new content is added every single week.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood-red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted
Three,
to help. I always had good
two,
intention. I
one.
Did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
The Badlands. Legend has it that beneath the dust, something old and powerful still whispers to any gunslinger foolish enough to listen. One day, aboard a doomed train into the wastes, three unlucky travelers hear that call. A runaway socialite, a shape-shifting bounty hunter, and a retired thief turned family man. Will our outcasts find what they're looking for?
I mean, we're already here. Let's have a little fun.
You really went in there, guns blazing.
I thought that was the plan.
My potions are miraculous.
I thought we were being quiet.
Oh, Stump only has one volume. Sorry.
Wild roses grow out of his mouth, having filled his lungs.
What's happening out there?
Violence.
Find out on Mage Hand High Five.
Yeah, so we go through the Arbor Wilds, and for me, I'm fighting a bunch of mages
and stuff. Yeah,
And it's a bunch of Templars. There are some of the Grey Wardens that are still under Corypheus's control out mm-hmm. there. But you're fighting through like all these waves and you get to like different people. Who did you see? I know there are some important people that I found throughout
my travels. I'm sure there are. Just fought a lot of Templars as far as I'm aware. And there were some people who had names and I was like, oh, neat. But I didn't write them down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you eventually come across Cullen, who's like leading the charge.
Yeah.
Also, intro to this, another great little fucking
it is cool.
cinematic cutscene. Yeah.
I hate Cullen, but I do like him now. And that's the problem.
I hate that.
He's kind of a cool guy. I think he's neat. Then you fight your way to a temple of Mythal.
Temple of Mythal.
Yeah.
Incredible. So we get to the Temple of Mythal, and Morgan's being a fucking... She knows everything about elves, apparently.
It's because she married me.
That's true.
Yeah, she loves elves.
Yeah. I always find it annoying when you're an elf, and she's like, so the thing about the elven gods is... I'm like, shut up. I'm right here. But Boss didn't have that. Boss was like, fine. I brought Dorian, Cole. Mm-hmm. Who did I bring as my third person?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Bull.
Oh, and very Bull. Good.
Yeah. And that was a pretty good group. Dorian and Cole particularly are very.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
can only really remember that I brought Solas.
Solas is a good one.
Because he's a good one to bring. Yeah. I can't even remember anyone else.
Yeah. So getting into the temple, you're attacked initially by some of Corypheus's guys, and they like bust through and blow up some of the floor, and they jump directly into the
first things first.
What?
You go to cross a bridge, you see all of Corypheus's guys fighting some elves. And then all the elves like set up this like barrier, and then Corypheus walks into the barrier. He's getting like big electrocuted. He grabs one of the elves that like, you know, close the barrier, and then he blows up and dies. His like face
his skin
is torn off of his face.
Yeah.
You fully see his skull, and then he blows up and dies, and you're like, holy shit, is he fucking dead? That's crazy.
Grand.
And then one of the Grey Wardens that are stood next to him starts screaming, and then Corypheus bursts out of his body.
Yeah. So Corypheus cannot be killed, we learned.
Yeah.
Because he will just... And that explains why he didn't die when we killed him in the last game.
And I think it's figured out pretty quickly. It's figured out later. But we figure out later that...
Eventually.
If the dragon is not an archdemon...
It's like a part of his soul.
Yeah. So if the dragon dies, then he can finally die. But as long as the dragon lives, he can't die.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then you go in, and then all the like all his people and the elves like jump down into the hole.
Yeah.
And then you have a choice to jump down into the hole with them, which will be disrespecting the temple, or you can do the temple's silly little puzzles.
Great puzzles.
Silly little puzzles.
The only puzzles in a video game I've ever liked. I like these puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do?
I did the puzzles. Of course.
I did the puzzles as well. Yeah.
It's actually like an evil run choice to do, to skip the partitioner's path and go into the temple. Yeah. And I'll get to why later. So we do the puzzles.
Yep.
And there are also these like gorgeous golden like shrines to the different elven gods. There's one of Mithal and maybe one of Andril or something like that. There's a couple. We get in and we meet Abalos, who is an ancient old elf. And if you have Solas with you, which is good, Solas refers to Abalos as one of the people multiple times, which he will not say about Sarah or about an elven inquisitor ever.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really interesting. So we find out that these are like not just any elves. These are sentinels that have been tasked. They're like immortal. They like sleep for ages and then they wake up just to guard this place when there's danger.
Sure, yeah.
And Abalos tries to appeal to you and turn you around. And you have some options. You can refuse to side with him, or you can offer to help him because you're like, there's someone else that's going for this thing. Mm. Let us help you if you help us, right? If you jump down, there's no offer. They just attack you immediately.
Yes.
If you have done the partitioner's path, you have the option to reason with him.
Yeah.
Which I did. I'm assuming you.
I did as well. Too. Yeah.
Regardless of what you do, Morrigan freaks out.
Yep.
And is like, "No, I won't let you give this thing that's precious away." And she turns into a fucking bird and flies.
Well, it's because the leader says, "Oh, I'm just going to go destroy it then."
Yeah.
And then she's like, "Cannot fucking let that happen." And then turns into a bird and flies off.
Yeah. And then a crotchety old man shambles his way.
Yeah. And he's so, that's so stupid. He's so slow.
But it's fun because you see through the grates all the people you would have had to fight if you didn't side with them.
I went back through and I ended up just going into the back rooms and then killing them all anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
They were in the temple. This is a place but for peace.
You could steal a bunch of stuff on your
own. I did that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did both.
And he then leads you all the way out basically to the garden.
Yep.
Where you see this enormous pond and the alluvian. And that's garden, but right before you get there is where you're confronted with either Samson
or
Calpurnia.
Yeah.
How'd your fight with Samson go?
Easy as piss.
Yeah.
If you have the rune that Dagna gives you, it makes him weak and cry like a baby. And then you just annihilate him so much easier than the stupid other way. Yeah, it was grand. We like argued for a bit and we were like, you know, Corypheus is just going to kill you the first chance he gets.
Yeah.
And you're not like actually part of the team. And he was like, I don't believe you. And then I was like, all right. Sucked his power away. And then I beat him to death with an arrow.
Yeah. No, you can't kill him, I don't think. Or I guess you can.
I mean, I definitely I shot him in the face with arrows several times.
I wonder, because I think like there's an option for you to take him back to Skyhold to be judged.
Oh, I think I probably did that.
You probably did that?
Yeah.
Calpurnia, I just don't have to fight at all, which is great.
You just talk her out?
I just tell her, I'm like, I met your old whatever, that guy.
Yeah.
He was trapped by Corypheus and is dead now, and do you think that Corypheus is going to set you free? He's actually going to enslave you for eternity.
Jesus.
You cannot do this. Yeah. And we like saw from the little bit we saw in the crystal that there was like an ounce of doubt in her with Corypheus. So we just kind of like latched
just
onto
push
that.
Onto that a bunch.
And so she surrenders and doesn't.
Damn.
Fight. It's great.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then you go up to the well. The well.
The well of sorrows.
The well of sorrows. Which
Vier
I think
the Bella Son.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Isn't Morrigan, like, she thinks that he's after an Illuvian and then realizes, oh wait, no, he's after the Well of Sorrows instead. And the Well of Sorrows just holds all of the knowledge of everyone that's ever stepped foot inside of the Well of Sorrows.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then that will give him the knowledge to do everything.
On how to
yeah.
do what he wants to do.
So then there's a little bit of an argument over who should step foot inside of it. It could be you. I asked Solas and he said, nope. It could be Morrigan, who is really gunning for it and said, it's not responsible for you to step foot in this well because I can handle it and I don't think you can. And I was like, oh, fascinating. Or you can ask one of your other party members who I couldn't be bothered to do so.
Yeah.
I think I must have had Blackwall because I like him a lot and I think he was definitely like, no, not doing that. And
yeah.
then whoever else I had. Who did you pick? I picked Morrigan.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want my baby girl to have everything she ever needs. Oh,
is that what your Inquisitor wants? But you made this decision.
Well, because Morrigan was like...
Through time.
Well, Solas didn't want Morrigan to do it.
Yeah.
I asked Solas to do it, and he said no. And I was like... He said, no, you should do it. And Morrigan was like, you can't handle it. And I was like, we have to make a decision right now. So Morrigan, you just do it.
Yeah. That does make sense, I think, for your Inquisitor. So everybody who was with me was like, if you do this, you're so stupid. Do not put that magic in your head. But I don't trust Morrigan at all.
Yeah.
One, Liliana doesn't trust her and apparently fought a whole blight with her. That's a red flag. And I just fucking met her. Like 2 weeks ago, and she also 10 minutes ago flew here without us and abandoned us to come and take this anyway. So I was like, she wants it too bad.
Yeah.
Cannot be.
Yeah.
So boss had.
Oh, he slurped it up. What happens if you slurped it up?
You hear all the voices. All the voices. And you get a little cutscene where the water like disappears away.
Yeah.
And like you're left with this like. And they're talking in Elven, so it's like you can't understand it.
Sure.
And it's just like a jumble of voices in your head all speaking simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool and fun. And then we see Corypheus come over the bridge and we're like, fuck, we gotta get out.
Bounce.
And Abalos stays behind to destroy the Illuvian after you.
Yes.
So that Corypheus can't come
follow you after.
And Solas, no, not for me. But Solas does say something sweet to him, I think. Because
yeah.
his name means something. It means...
It's not sorrow. Is it sorrow? Or is it it's something sad?
The well is the Well of Sorrows.
I know, but I thought his
name
was...
is something similar. It's something sad.
Yeah.
And Solas is like... does say something sweet to him.
Mm.
Yeah, in Elven.
But then you rush through the portal.
Yep.
You go into your own portal, come out at Skyhold, and then at the war meeting table, everyone's like, Corypheus is fucked.
We're so going to eat him for
breakfast.
We're going to
devour him. The only problem is...
the dragon.
And the fact that he may come here and kill all of us.
Yeah.
Because...
He has nothing left.
He has nothing left. There's no point in doing everything except for just lashing out at us and trying to burn down Skyhold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then for me, I start hearing the voices at the war table. And I'm like, I can't fucking understand these voices. And Morgan's like, yeah, duh. Because you're not me. And you don't speak Elven. Get it together. Yeah, so that's
rough. Bad decision.
Bad.
Some would say.
Whoop. Dorian was pissed.
I can imagine.
Dorian was like, why did you fucking let that magic into your head? Are you insane?
And he said, yes.
Yeah, a little bit. I just didn't want her to have it.
It was a great mission.
It was a great mission.
It was a good mission. And it had, there was 100,000 things I did beforehand, and I wish I remembered all of them. But
did you do Iron Bull's mission yet?
I did do Iron Bull's mission, yes. Iron Bull's mission is that the Kune are coming for him, right?
No, the Kune want an alliance with the Inquisition.
Oh, that's it. Yes, they want to team up, and they're coming for, because there's a bunch of Venatori, and they've brought a Quinari dreadnought, which is this
big, big ship.
Big ship. And it's Iron Bull's job to kill all of the mages, and so that no one can be alerted at the fact. Kill all the scouts so no one can be alerted at the fact that Quinari dreadnought's here. And then kill all the mages so that they can't fire on the ship, because it's the only thing that's going to destroy it.
So this is a mission we do with our team plus all of the chargers, which is fun. And when we split up the work, the chargers are going to go take out the mages and we go take out, you know,
the scouts.
And when we split up, it goes well. Hurrah, we blow up the scout's little ship. It's all easy. But then the mages are heading towards the chargers, and there's too many of them. They're gonna die.
Yeah.
And that sniveling little man tells Bull to let the chargers die.
Let the chargers die, and then the Quinari are going to join the Inquisition, or have the chargers pull back, and then the dreadnought is going to explode, and then all hope of an alliance is completely fucked. Yeah.
And what did you do?
I let the Chargers live.
Good.
I got him to run away. Good. I was like, we got enough people. This guy's, Corypheus is fucked. I don't care about the Kune right now. Which I think Iron Bull was appreciated. But then he becomes Talvashoth.
And he has a little crisis about it.
Yeah.
But it's all worth it for Krem. His boy, Krem.
Yeah, his best boy, Krem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we actually get another little cutscene where that sniveling little man comes to tell him he's Talvashoth. And then later, I get another cutscene where some assassins come after him and try to stab him with a poisoned arrow or knife or something. And he's like, wow, I guess I really am Talvashoth.
Jesus, I haven't had that one yet.
Yeah.
Rough.
But you just kill him. You know,
you just kill him.
Kills him instantly.
Yeah.
That's the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, it is. That's it. That's all. That's
and
all
now
true for
me. All the last mission that we have. The next mission is the mission where we have to confront Corypheus.
Huge.
That's it.
Crazy.
I haven't even been to the Emerald Graves. Haven't gone there.
I did go to the Emerald Graves because Samson needed me to go to the Emerald Graves.
Oh, you need letters. Cullen's letters.
Yeah.
The Emerald Graves, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was forced. My hand was pushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've done Josephine's mission now. That's all wrapped up and done.
Oh, yes, important, because you did the long way where you did the favors and got the house reinstated.
Yeah,
I was like, fucking doing that. Just fucking destroy the contract, Liliana.
Yeah.
I'm not dancing around this for a month while my ambassador is being assassinated.
Yeah.
End it. So we just ended it.
Yeah, that's better. That's the one I would have picked if Josephine wasn't so no, don't do this.
Josie, get it together.
Get it together, babe. It's the same thing. It's the same. Chill out. I did that. I think I helped Cullen with something, but I can't really remember necessarily what. I've been talking to Cullen loads. Did Liliana's mission, Cass's mission, Varric's mission, did Solas, Vivienne figured everything out. I still don't know what that means.
Don't even know what that means.
I made an infirmary in Skyhold, which is fun.
Nice. Oh, you did the customization. I haven't done that yet.
I did the customization. I made an infirmary. I could have made an infirmary or a training ground. And I was like, Helen's going to pick infirmary, of course, because everyone's being treated outside in tents. So we kind of need everyone to be hustled off inside. That'd be better. Yeah. Black Hall is still Black Hall, even though his name is Tom Rayner.
Yeah, it's a title now, which we just get to do. Like, whatever, man. I also, I'm, he's going to be inscripted to the Grey Wardens for me.
Yeah, which is a good call. I it's kind of what I wanted, but I kind of misread
what
it meant when they were doing that,
yeah.
Which is a bit of a shame. So yeah. I'm still a little disappointed by that. I was thinking of reloading the save just so I could do it, and I was like, hey, it's too far back. I can't be fucking bothered.
Yeah.
Iron Ball did something with Sarah. I've done all the pranks and shit now.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was fun and funny. I did actually like doing that. Did Coles. Solus
was Varix, you did Varix.
Around. Did Varix. Yeah, I've done everyone.
Yeah. And now Varix's card isn't sad anymore.
Varix's card isn't him screaming.
Weeping in the dark, hunched over.
It's now him smiling with his feet up, counting money.
Yeah.
I'm like, good for you, babe.
Yeah.
So happy for you. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's it.
Hell
there's
yeah.
A game. It's great, man.
That was a great mission.
It was a great mission. It was a really good mission. Really good mission. It really is. A lot of it is really strong because of, again, previous games. It's not the flashiest mission by any shot.
No,
I think this is arguably the least flashy mission, but is really cool regardless.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah.
And it has so much lore. Oh, we find out in the temple. I forgot this. We find out that, like, I guess we don't find out.
I do.
It's that Gorian makes a comment.
There's a Dreadwolf statue there, which everyone thought was really weird because it's like, why would you have a traitor god statue in a temple of a guy?
And
everyone thought that was weird, and I thought that was interesting and fun.
When Morrigan suggests killing Abalos when you first walk in, because she's like, we can't let him destroy that thing. Let's fight.
Yeah.
Dorian is like, oh, I'm sorry. You want the Tevinter mage to be responsible for killing the last of the Elven? Not doing it. Chief, not doing it, Captain. You cannot have it, actually. I'll be done.
Yeah.
Morally and also probably in real life.
Yeah.
Never can that happen.
Yeah, that's true.
So I thought that was fun.
That is fun.
I was like, yeah, no. Of course we're not gonna kill him. Morrigan.
That was interesting because I would have assumed you would have jumped down and ignored the puzzles because I just felt like boss just couldn't be bothered. I was like, what the fuck is the point in this?
Yeah. Except boss is like, it wasn't about like taking the time. It was about like, this is a sacred place. Like we got to go in the correct way.
Yeah.
And that there are people in there.
Yeah. That was Helwyn's shot as well. It's like, no, we should respect this zone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Loved it.
Yeah, what we got next week?
Next week, we're going to play...
I don't know.
Oh.
So I'm asking you what we've got on.
Damn.
Ah, beans.
Actually, hold on a second.
Okay. For people who are wondering, we have a Patreon.
We do have a Patreon!
Where we are uploading Frequencies, which is our... Daggerfell.
Oh.
Frequencies, which is our horror AP...
yes,
episode 2 is out now. It's very exciting. On the Patreon.
No, it's not. Yeah,
it's on Tuesday.
It will be out on Tuesday.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know when this episode specifically is going up.
Yeah.
On Tuesday it's going out, which is very exciting. But then we also have extra little bonus content. We have a video. We have a video that's out, which is us ranking every character in Dragon Age Origins, the base game, not the expansions.
Yeah.
Which was fun. And then we just talked about Dragon Age for ages. It was awesome.
It was awesome. That was a great night. Before we go, what Pride had wrought is they looked on what Pride had wrought and despaired. The work of man and woman by hubris of their making.
Love
is
that.
The part of the Chant of Light that this is titled over.
Perfect.
Which is fun.
What are we doing next week?
Fuck you. Fuck off. I wasn't looking at that.
I asked you to do that.
I know, and I didn't do it. I didn't. I will actually tell you.
Is it a DLC?
No.
All right.
We're doing The Final Piece and Doom Upon the World. The Final Piece is a short little
perfect
one that immediately preempts Doom Upon all the World.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Love that. Well, everyone, on your knees.
Beg.
Beg. Beg.
Beg.
Beg that we succeed. For we have seen the throne of the gods, and it is empty.